that and the process that you take people through in order to create their own book?
Sure. The big problem most professionals have got, and let's make one thing clear about books. A lot of people think books only work for consultants and accountants and lawyers and people who are selling their knowledge. Books actually work in virtually in any industry. I'll take the word virtually out. They work in any industry. I've even seen a company that does basement remodeling using a book in their marketing campaigns. And the reason is because most professionals, most businesses struggle with a number of things. First of all, they struggle to stand out from thousands of competitors who are offering the same basic product or service. They struggle to explain exactly what they're going to do for their customer, and they struggle to justify their fees. And I very quickly discovered that a book was a great way of achieving all of those three things before you even walk in the room. When I do presentations, I always tell the story of what I call the world's shortest sales meeting, which is where I'd had a call from a prospective client. They'd read one of my books that they'd picked up on Amazon, and they said, you know, come in and talk to us, and we'll see whether we're a good match. So I drove up to London, and I walked into the boardroom expecting to meet just the person who'd called me, and instead I found their entire board of directors, and every one of them had a copy of the book in front of them. The CEO had actually bought a copy for each of them and made them read it. And as we started the sales meeting, he said, we want you to turn us into the natural expert in our industry. And the natural expert is a term that I'd created and introduced in that book. And so at that point, I knew a couple of things. First of all, there's only one person in the world who could make them the natural expert, because I'd literally written the book about it. And so they couldn't call anybody else and say, can you make us the natural expert in our industry? Because so whoever they called would go, what's that? Secondly, if they've gone to the trouble of making everybody else in the room read my book, one, all of their objections have already been handled. Two, they already know what I'm going to talk about. And three, this wasn't a sales meeting. It was effectively a kickoff meeting for the assignment. We just hadn't agreed a fee yet. And that's exactly how it worked out. It was never a case of, you know, I'll put together a proposal and let us know, and then we'll go away and we're talking to various other people. It was a kickoff meeting. We were already planning the stages, and then at the end of it, they said, could you just send us a note with your fee? So that's a very long-winded way to say books work in any industry. So the mistake a lot of professionals make when they start to write a book for their marketing is they don't think about how it's going to fit into their business. A book is a great idea, but we don't approach it as, oh, everybody should have a book. We approach it as everybody should have a really successful marketing campaign, and let's build that campaign around a book that positions you at the top of your industry, that explains what you're going to do for your customers and explains why your fees are as high as they are, and handles all of their objections before you've even walked in the room. And so that the first step of our process is planning all of that out. It's, you know, what is it that we want the customer to do after they've read the book? How are they going to get the book in the first place? Are we going to be giving it away on a website? Are we going to be sending it to our prospects? Are we going to be selling it on Amazon? How are they going to get it? What are they going to do? And if that's what we want them to do, what do we need to put in the book in order to make them do that? What's the content that will make them want to take that obvious action? And then we can build the book around it. And then so at that point, we hand off to a ghostwriter whose job is to get all of the stuff out of their head and onto paper. And typically we end up creating a few hundred questions that become an interview guide. And I'll backtrack a little bit. The whole process was born out of the realization that most people will struggle to write about what they do, but they can talk for hours about what they do, because that's what they do all day long. They talk to prospective clients, they talk to suppliers, they talk to their business partners, they talk to their team. So they know how to talk about what they do. And so we use an interview-based process where we get people to talk to us. The writer's job is to turn that conversation into a book. And I'd like to think we do it very successfully, given that we've had books that have been that have won awards in book competitions. We've had books that have been featured in book review magazines that would not normally be considered, because they are they're not from a major publishing house. There's a company called Kirkus that has a magazine that reviews books from major publishers. You can't get into it normally unless you're from a major publisher, and one of our clients managed to get that book in there. So we aim to do to create a book that would look good if it were on the bookshelves of a normal bookstore. And we aim to write one that would be worthy of a major publisher for our clients. So it's not just, we're not aiming to do the 20-page extended sales letter type of books. You know, we're creating 150, 200, 300-page books that are about positioning and effectively, I call them a sales meeting in a box. Typically 120 to 160 pages is just right. It's short enough that people will read it, and long enough that it actually gives an idea of the person's level of authority and knowledge. So we create it by interview, and then we give it to book designers who make it look like a professionally published book. And then the capstone of everything is that we do a bestseller launch. We engineer a lot of activity to make sure that the book becomes a bestseller, which then creates a lot of buzz in the market. And we've had clients have parties in their office and invite everybody around, and it's a great excuse to get all of your best prospects into the room. And a lot of sales conversations start in that room. We've had other clients who've run book signing parties at bookstores or in retail stores that would be a good joint venture partner for them, and so on. But the key to it all is that everything is built into a marketing campaign. We're not just writing a book for the sake of it. It's let's design a campaign, and now let's write the book that will make that campaign work.
So it's fascinating in terms of, you know, the process that you go through. And I guess one of the key things here is that this isn't just a way of opening the door. It's almost like it's a way of kicking the door open for most people. Mm. And that's really important these days.
Yeah, I was going to say, we actually had a client. In fact, it's that client with the world's shortest sales meeting. When we actually did their book, they worked with big wanted to work with big hotel chains. They were working with a lot of independent hotels, but they couldn't get through the door with some of the big hotel chains. And that one in particular, they'd been trying to get a meeting with for something like 3 years, and they just, you know, that they wouldn't return their calls. They wouldn't return their emails. They wouldn't return their letters. Nothing. There was nothing coming out of them. And so we wrote the book, started this campaign, started an outrageous multi-step marketing campaign that involved lots of 3D mail. And so we had a number of steps that were 3D mail. There were phone calls. There were a series of follow-up letters and postcards. But it all started off with the book. And about a week after the book went out, and just as they were getting ready to start the follow-up calls, an email came back from that company saying, hey, I've read your book. We need to talk. So 3 years of doorstepping them, emailing, phone calls, letters, nothing. We send them a book, and within a week, they're coming back and saying, we need to talk. And one of the other hotel chains that they've spoken to, they actually got an email back from somebody saying, from one of the gatekeepers saying, oh, hi, we've got your book. You actually sent it to the wrong person. I've forwarded it to so-and-so, who is the assistant to our operations director, whose name is this. They'll be calling you in the next few days to set up a meeting. And I always say to people, you know, when was the last time that a gatekeeper called you up or emailed to say, hey, you sent your sales brochure to the wrong person, but it's okay, I've forwarded it to the person who should have had it. Sales brochures and sales letters end up in the trash a lot of the time, particularly with gatekeepers, and yet the book actually had this person going out of their way to make sure it got to the right person.
We've all heard the phrase that a book is the ultimate business card, I guess, but this takes it one stage further than that, I guess.
As you say, it is a door knocker downer. It's a battering ram.
Well,
nothing else will work.
Well, your new book, Rob, is co-written with a previous guest of this show, Bill Glazer. You alluded to the title just a few moments ago, The Outrageous Marketing, Multi-Step Marketing Campaigns, Volume 2, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Can you just tell me a little bit more about that as well, and how you ended up working with Bill on that that project?
Yeah. I was referred to Bill Glazer by a good friend and a very well-known marketer called Mike Koenigs. And Bill has known Mike for many years. And after Bill had a stroke about 4 years ago now, he took it easy for a while. And then he decided, Bill being Bill, decided after a while that he wanted to write a book. So he contacted Mike Koenigs and said, hey, I want to write a book. I need somebody to help me write it. Who do you suggest? And Mike said, talk to Rob Cuesta. So I get a text from Mike saying, do you know who Bill Glazer is? And I said, hell yeah, yes, of course I do. he is the G of GKIC. And he said, would you like to work with him? And I edited down my response to something that was publishable, but effectively was, yes, of course I would. And so we arranged a call, and Bill and I hit it off immediately. And now is our fourth year working together. So I helped him write the first volume of Outrageous Campaigns. That turned into a live event. And then at the end of a live event, he said, no more live events, no more books. And then within a few weeks, he said, let's do another book. So I said, okay. I said, let's do it. Let's run a virtual summit. I said, so we'll interview the people who are going to be featured in the book, turn that into a virtual summit, which will be a product, and then we can take that virtual summit and also turn it into the book. And so that became the second volume. In the first book, we had 49 campaigns. In the second one, we've got 42 campaigns from people like Ryan Dice. We've got Yannick Silva. We've got Nick James in there. We've got Marisa Murgatroyd. We've got 42 marketers, some very well-known, some less well-known, but that doesn't mean they're any less successful. It just means that their market isn't other internet marketers. And so in the internet marketing industry, they're not so well-known. But if you go into the fitness industry, you'll hear their names. Or if you go into the into the speaking industry, you'll hear their names and so on. And so that Virtual Summit became the second book, and now we're turning it into another live event. And so, yeah, 4 years working together, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's been an outrageous fun, you could say. And still going strong, and we're already talking about a third book, but that probably shouldn't go into the article.
Do you know, as somebody that was part of that virtual summit, I actually attended the virtual summit. I remember just thinking the amount of information and the amount of brain power that's being presented here is just incredible. So, you know, all kudos to you and Bill for putting that together. Bill spoke very warmly about you on the show previously and how much he enjoys working with you, which is why I'm so delighted that, you know, you agreed to come on the show as well, Rob. I guess one of the burning questions I have for you is, after everything that you've been through and everything that you're doing right now, what is the one thing you would say you're the most proud of?
The most proud. One thing is still being in business 18 years in, because, you know, we hear all kinds of statistics about, you know, how many businesses collapse in their first year and how many then make it through the 5 years and collapse. But I've been in business now for 18 years. And despite that roller coaster, as you said, I've never let it get in the way. The world has thrown at me, I have always thought to myself, this is what I want to be doing. And so I can either give up on what I want to be doing, or I can keep going. And giving up isn't an option. And so that is one of the things I'm most proud of. The other is the books. Outrageous Marketing Campaigns Volume 2 is a fantastic book. So was the first volume of Outrageous Campaigns. I remember the first time I published, or the time I published my first big book. You know, so I'd written a number of smaller books around the 30, 40, 50 pages. And then I wrote Premium back in 2010, I think. 2011, in fact, it was published, which was my first full-sized book. And I just, even now, I will look through these books, and it's almost like somebody else wrote them. I look at them and I still find stuff that even I've forgotten. They have pride of place on my bookshelf all the time because I'm incredibly proud of the books that I've created and the team that I've built around me to help me and my clients with their books.
Yeah, I mean, having a book is an amazing legacy as well, isn't it? Because, of course, it's something that you can hand down as well to future generations, yeah, as well, to say, here's where I was, and this is what was in my mind at the time, and yeah, here it is for you now to take forward. I mean, to have a book is an incredible achievement in itself, but to have as many as you've got, Rob, is taking it to the extreme. Wow. So what's next for you? I mean, obviously you've achieved so much so far, but what's next for you?
So we've got the live event coming up very soon with Bill. As I mentioned, that's in March. So that's on the back of that. Actually, that's the other thing I forgot. On the back of the book, the virtual summit and the book, we then launched a membership program with Mara, Bill's daughter, Bill and myself. And so Mara is part of the team for the live event as well. So we've got that live event coming up. We're also launching a mastermind program. As I said, I'm a big believer in the power of masterminds, and there's one thing I've noticed ever since joining that first mastermind is the years in which I've been a part of a mastermind program have always been my most successful. And you know, a couple of years ago, I didn't join OneNote because I went just after we'd moved to Canada. When I first moved over, I hadn't got a mastermind here in Canada, and I very quickly realized I needed to be in another one. So I'm a big believer in the power of mastermind. So we're launching a mastermind in the spring as well. And then on the book side of things, one of the things that I realized was that there are people who want a book, but but can't necessarily afford to have a book written for them one-on-one the way that we do. And so we'll be launching a group program that's basically a book retreat where you come in and we lock you in the room until you have written your book. Because if we send you away, I know that the chances of you actually finishing it are slim. And so we're just going to lock you in a room and teach you how to write a book and not let you out until you've written it, or at least at the end of the week.
And you will give people food and water in that time as well, won't you, Rob?
No, that's part of the encouragement to finish the book, is you don't eat until the book is finished. No, yes, there will be food and water and maybe even some sleep as well.
I'm pleased to hear it. Now, Robert, I mean, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you again for being so generous with your time. How can we find out more about you and your services and what you offer?
The first place to go is Outrageous Marketers Live, to find out about that live event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bill and Mara and I, and we also have a guest speaker, Ed Rush, we're all going to be dressed up as pirates. And you'll understand the reason for the pirate theme if you attend. But it's a great opportunity to be in the room with hundreds of potential customers, potential suppliers, potential joint venture partners, and just to find out about outrageous marketing and how to make your marketing fun and successful at the same time. So that's the first place to go, is outrageousmarketerslive.com. And to find out about the books, then it's brightflamebooks.com, which is a nice simple URL as well.
That sounds great. Well, Rob Questa, thank you so much for your time. I've really enjoyed chatting with you, and good luck with all your future ventures as well.
Thank you for taking time to interview me.